Coming up, the Giants get some needed wins and the Mets dominate the Phillies. This is Locked On Now MLB.
The biggest games, the best performances, expert analysis. You are Locked On Now. The biggest game.
The desperate Giants need a lot of wins in the last 2 months to have a chance at making the playoffs. San Francisco stepped up to sweep the Pittsburgh Pirates over the weekend. Locked On Giants assesses things after three big wins.
We made the case on Friday that the Giants arguably had to sweep this series if they wanted to seriously stay in this race. And sweep they do, thanks to a Tyro Estrada walk-off two-run homer here in the finale on Sunday. Ben Caspick with the Locked On Giants podcast. Estrada has done that a few times this year, and he tied a game earlier this year against the Pirates with a home run in the ninth. So he's had some clutch late home runs, and today was probably, it was his only walk-off hit, so the biggest hit of his career, and it came at a big time for the Giants, who improved to 57-57. They're six games back, even with the sweep, and so that's why we said they basically, they needed this. They really needed this, but I will just point out, even if you have a 70% chance of winning each and every game in this series, that still comes out to only a 1-in-3 chance of sweeping, because it's just hard to beat another major league team three consecutive times. And I will point out the Pirates, this team swept the Dodgers in LA earlier this year. So it's no guarantee. And the Giants stepped up when they needed to. Logan Webb, Carlos Rodon were really good in the first couple games of the series as well. So much needed. We'll break it down and get you set for the Arizona Diamondbacks on tomorrow's Locked On Giants, where it's your team every day.
The Rangers played the Mariners plenty of times throughout the season, but it took until August for Texas to get its first series win against their division foe. Locked On Rangers fills you in on what has things different this time around in Arlington.
The Rangers actually won a series against the Mariners this year for the first time after being just brutally decimated for most of the season by this Seattle team. I'm Bryce Patterkosa, Locked On Rangers. Texas won the series finale in this one 5-3 behind a solid performance by Martin Perez, a decent performance by the offense, and the Rangers are now undefeated 2-0 in the Rally Jeff Bird era. The Rangers have not been good against this Mariners team. They won the last two, and this is a solid performance for Martin Perez. It was a little shaky with the command in this one. Five walks for him in six innings, but only one earned run, three runs total, both on a play that should have been ruled a two-error play. It was a bad decision, a bad throw by Corey Seager, and a throw that probably should have been caught by Nathaniel Lowe at first base that allowed the Rangers to give up a one-run lead. But the Rangers' pen, who had been pretty heavily used this weekend, had just Josh Spores and Jose Leclerc there ready to come in, and Josh Spores was absolutely magnificent. No hits in his two innings of work. Five strikeouts was absolutely dominant, and the Rangers needed him most. Jose Leclerc had a perfect inning. His last save opportunity came in 2019. He got his first save of the season, was dominant, got a strikeout. Pair of doubles from Nathaniel Lowe to make up for his bad defense. Also had his second stolen base of the season. Adolis Garcia also had a steal. A lot of doubles for the Rangers in this one. A pair of doubles by Corey Seager as well, who continues to swing the bat. Very, very hot. Solid day for the Rangers. Smart base running. Smart bullpen performance, if you want to call it smart. Just straight up dominant. The Rangers needed this win badly, and they will take any kind of rally animal they can get to grab these wins towards the end of the season.
The Astros finished off a sweep at home with a six shutout innings out of Christian Javier against the A's. Locked On Astros is happy to keep the hot streak going as Houston climbs to the top of the American League.
Ace and Wheelhouse here with Locked On Astros, and the Astros sweep the Oakland Athletics. They have a successful home series. Christian Vasquez in the game today gets three hits, his first three-hit game. The Astros have scored 18 of their last 21 runs, have been with two outs. They've been hitting grand slams, triples, doubles, you name it. This offense is on fire. Christian Javier gets the win. The weekend hit a climax when Lance McCullers Jr. hit the mound, Minute Maid Park, and made some noise. They now have Justin Verlander. They now have Lance McCullers. And this team is 75-41, going on a tough road trip, 7 games, 4 in Chicago against the Southsiders with the White Sox, and 3 in Atlanta. This will be a good test on the road. The Astros look to continue to heat up as the bats are hot and the pitching staff continues to do what they do. They just win. That's right. H-Town versus everyone. Check us out on the next Locked On Astros event Sunday night and all this week. Remember, we are your team every day. Go Astros.
The Phillies got shut out for the 2nd straight game on Sunday and showed little fight against the division-leading New York Mets. Locked On Phillies tries to diagnose an offense that's desperately in need of a spark.
Well, that's it. The Phillies lose the series to the New York Mets. They lose the series ender today by a score of 6-0. The Phillies haven't scored in like 24 straight innings. It's their first back-to-back shutouts against them since 2018. And the offense is just not in good shape right now. Now, I know you saw great pitching in Max Scherzer and Jacob deGrom. And Chris Bassett's not bad. That's another quality major league pitcher. You saw Sandy Alcantara earlier this week. But the Phillies' offense has been quieter than it should be. You're missing Kyle Schwarber for the entirety of the series. He had one pitch hit yesterday. Okay, Kyle Schwarber helps. You're missing Bryce Harper, who's going to be back in probably about a 2-week span, I guess. He'll help. But this team needs to figure out its offensive identity right now because they're slumping big time. And they've got to get back on the horse. They play the Cincinnati Reds coming up, and that's a series where you have to take 2 of 3, and you have to offensively throttle that team. They're not trying to be competitive right now. You're significantly better. Get back on track against Cincinnati. The Phils still in wild card position, still okay, but some alarms going off with the offensive output of this baseball team right now. We'll see.
Coming up, the Yankees go scoreless against the Red Sox and the AL Central race keeps getting better. This is Locked On Now MLB. Today's edition of Locked On Now has been brought to you by BetOnline, the number one spot for all of your online gambling needs. Football is right around the corner, so you can get in on that, as well as the second half of Major League Baseball, UFC, boxing, whatever you're interested in. Just head over to betonline.net. BetOnline, it's where the game starts. Welcome back to Locked On Now MLB. I'm Kainani Stevens. Thank you for making Locked On Now your first listen every single weekday. No rest for Michael Wacha and his win over the Yankees in last night's best performance.
The best performance.
Hold up.
Wacha had started for the Boston Red Sox in more than a month, but that didn't stop him from beating the Yankees to win the series on Sunday night. Locked On Red Sox goes over a 2nd straight series against a division opponent.
The year is 2022, and the Red Sox not only won a series against the Yankees, they won back-to-back series against AL East opponents. Hey, it's Lauren from Locked On Red Sox, and the Red Sox capped off a wonderful weekend against the Yankees, taking 2 of 3 to tighten up this AL wildcard race. But the story of this game here was Michael Wacha, his first start since June 28th, and man, did he dazzle in that appearance, striking out 9 Yankees, giving the Red Sox a much needed 7 innings to help that bullpen, which has been depleted of late. Jake and I will break all of this down for you, the whole weekend series, on our next episode of Locked On Red Sox.
The Angels gave the Minnesota Twins 2 losses over the weekend, which has Minnesota on the verge of falling into 3rd place in the AL Central. Locked On Angels tells us how an LA team out of the playoff hunt managed to play spoiler.
Well, the Angels take their 2nd series victory of the week, this time against the Minnesota Twins. What's going on, everybody? It's John from Locked On Angels. How about the Angels sweeping the A's earlier this week and then taking 2 out of 3 from the Minnesota Twins this weekend? It happened with some heroics from Taylor Ward, who got a walk-off home run on Saturday night. And then, of course, we had a start on Sunday from Tucker Davidson, who went 6 innings pitched on 87 pitches. He only gave up a 2-run home run to Byron Buxton in the first. But after that, he kept the Angels in the game. They cruised, he cruised, and they got the 4-2 victory off the back of some Luis Renjifo RBIs and a Shohei Ohtani RBI. And then Jaime Barria came in and pitched 2 innings, and then Jose Quijada closed it out. And it was just great to see this team getting some wins and stringing them together. They've won 7 out of their last 10. They won a game on Mark Gubiza's birthday, so all the Halo fans are happy about that. Mike and I are going to break down this weekend series for you on Lockdown Angels, so please join us wherever you get your podcasts or on YouTube.
While the Twins were struggling, the White Sox swept the Tigers and now sit less than three games away from the lead in the division. Locked On White Sox knows the work is not done with a tough stretch in the schedule coming up.
The Chicago White Sox beat the Detroit Tigers Sunday afternoon 5-3. White Sox swept the series. They are now three games over 500 for the first time since April. A solid outing from Lance Lynn. A big series offensively from Andrew Vaughn and A.J. Pollock. A Sox got some key insurance runs late in the game Sunday. Kendall Graveman was able to hold things down in the ninth. Sox have a big week coming up. Four with Houston, then three at Cleveland. But first things first, Johnny Cueto takes the hill on Monday against the Astros.
The Guardians are in the middle of a weak AL Central, but Locked On Guardians thinks this team is ready to compete despite a just decent record after taking 2 out of 3 in Toronto.
The Cleveland Guardians take 2 out of 3 from the Blue Jays after taking very recently 2 out of 4 from the Astros. People want to talk about this team as a second-run contender, talk about the weakness in the American League Central. They're beating good teams, and this past weekend, let's just talk about these games. Friday night blowout, Sunday night blowout, a 2-1 loss on Saturday. They dominated Toronto in this series throughout. Great pitching, great hitting, great fielding. It all came together. This is a playoff contending team right now. 7-2 win today. Shane Bieber goes 7 innings. He isn't necessarily dominant, but pitches well. Cleveland gets timely hitting. Ahmed Rosario is fantastic. In this one, you know, that's the performance that stood out, but there's many great performers. As the Guardians continue to put pressure on everyone around them, they stay first in the American League Central with a 4-game series, doubleheader tomorrow against the Tigers. If you want more on this fantastic weekend, make sure to check out Locked On Guardians, as we will go deep on the very successful trip up north for the Cleveland Guardians.
The Reds were able to snap a 5-game losing streak using clutch hitting to beat the Cubs on Sunday. Locked On Reds tells us how Cincinnati dropped 8 runs on Chicago after scoring just 2 in every game of the losing streak.
The Bats wake up, and Alexis Diaz continues his streak of awesomeness. What's up? This is Jeff Carr from the Locked On Reds podcast, here to tell you about a great Sunday at Great American Ballpark for the Cincinnati Reds. They snap a 5-game losing streak, thanks in large part to the Bats finally doing it with runners in scoring position. They had 4 hits today. They had 4 hits for the last 40 at-bats with runners in scoring position coming into this game. Large reason why they lost 5 in a row, they only scored 2 runs in each of those 5 games. Scoring 8 today gives me a little bit of hope that there'll be some more consistency in the lineup moving forward. Then Alexis Diaz with the 8th inning, bases loaded thanks to Hunter Strickland, which I have to stop pitching him. I don't get it. But anyway, Alexis Diaz comes in, 2 strikeouts in a row with the bases loaded to shut the door in the 8th, and then pitches a clean 9th. There were a couple guys on base, but kept the scoreboard clean in the 9th to get the 5-out save. Absolutely love it. He's going to continue to lead this bullpen, and I'm going to continue to love seeing him come into the ballgame whenever the Reds need him the most. We're going to talk about that and so much more. Plus, got a few thoughts on maybe another guy in this bullpen who could be proving something. We'll dive into that on tomorrow's Locked On Reds podcast. Make sure you join Steve and I.
That's all for today on Locked On Now MLB. Thank you for making Locked On Now your first listen every single weekday. Make sure you go check out Locked On MLB and your team's Locked On podcast. I'm Kainani Stevens. This has been Locked On Now.